Look like this. It should say on the top left, Reish Tzadi Gimel. On the back it'll say Reish Tzadi Dalet, so that's one page. And then we have Reish Tzadi He. So those are the three pages. I'm just hand this out and you'll sort it out if you need it or if you don't need it. So the first page should be what did we say? Reish Tzadi. What would be the first page of the three?
Gimel.
Reish Tzadi Gimel. You get that?
So we're done with the Raskets?
No, I didn't mean to say that. I just want to make sure that before we start the Shia, you know, you have all the pages that I wanted to give out. Okay. Good. So, Bosai, we got to a little bit of an impasse here in the Raskets V. When he gets to the punchline, which is on page Kuf Chav Ches. And again, just to present the pressure he's under, you know, to understand where he's coming from, he has the following contradiction. On the one hand, the Gemara clearly seems to indicate lahalacha that there's no bizayin mitzvah in the case of a kisan. And that's because we're assuming, like the first Lishna, that the Machlokes Shin Rav and Shmuel is about a kisem, about Bizayin Mitzvah, and the Gemara Paskins explicitly like Shmuel. Given that, we're up against the brick wall, because the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah only allows you to be Madlik directly, ner l'ner. And that's the Rambam in Perek Dalet al Chetes. If we have a Rambam, it'd be kedai to see it inside. But let's just quote the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Umutul ahadlik ner chanuka min ner chanuka achar." So the Rambam is up in arms here. What about al yidei kisei? Why didn't the Rambam tell me that chiddush? Because we pass in like Shmuel. The Ratzkitz V does not seem to investigate the possibility that we pass in like Rav, which again is a leaf that we shouldn't leave unturned. But within the framework, he now comes to face the music. Is there any way of justifying why the Rambam would prohibit using a kisen? And he comes to the following suggestion, which you see in the paragraph here on page Kuf Lamed, Dibra Maskel Omnom, and he suggests the following, that Enoch Inami, as far as Bizoyim Mitzvah is concerned, the Rambam would certainly allow you to light with a kisen. There's no bizayin mitzvah. We're going to paskin like Shmuel. However, based on the Gaon, if you remember, was of the opinion that even in a case where, let's say, I hold and Rava might hold that mutul shtamish li ora, nevertheless, we still need a ner acheres, and that's predicated on a very pressing rule or principle that underlies the laws of Chanukah. We gave many examples of this rule, that you need a heker, that it has to be clear to the onlooker that you're lighting a ner Chanukah. So therefore he comes to the conclusion at the end of this paragraph Omnom, that perhaps what the Rambam is paskening here is that although as far as Bizayin Mitzvah is concerned, Anfinami, this would be a legitimate practice to light the second candle with a kisem, but nevertheless, that would be a hadlaka, which is lacking in what? In heker. So that was where we stopped yesterday. And based on this, he's going to go on in the next paragraph to explain why the Rambam here in Hilchas Chanukah is masig on the Rambam, and he allows you to be madlik al yidei kisem. And it's possible that maybe the Rambam completely omits, let me see if I can get a better word, if the Ravid drops the requirement of Heker. Now, why would we say that the Ravid, where do we find within the constellation of Hilchas Chanukah that somebody would drop the requirement of Heker? So for that he quotes the Bala Itur. The Bala Itur says that even if I hold Asul Ishtamish Li'ora, but nevertheless I'm allowed to use this Chanukah with Tzorech Kiddusha, for the purpose of Kiddusha. which means that we're lacking in Heker, because the Roas supposedly will assume that you're lighting it for the purpose of Kedusha, but not for the purpose of Ner Chanuk. Now again, there's no indication that the Ravid accepted the sheet of the Bala Itur, ostensibly, but in order to explain why the Ravid is not impressed by this requirement of Heker, in the case where he lights the Ner Chanuk with a Kisim, the Ravid explicitly goes on record as allowing you to light the Ner Chanuk with a Kisim, it must be that the Ravid drops the requirement on Heker. That's all assuming that there is a requirement of Heker. Then he goes on in the next paragraph, and again, we're going to come back to Omnom in just a minute. I just want to get the structure. And in the paragraph that starts Miusheves, he wants to answer the second question that he raised, and that is that the Ravid in Hilchas Tmidu Musafim, which with regard to the menorah, doesn't seem to be consistent with what, but with his comment in Hilchas Chanukah. In Hilchas Chanukah, he pointed out that you're allowed to light the Ner Chanukah from one Ner to another through a Kisim. With regard to the Beis Hamikdash, the menorah, the Rambam says you're not allowed to light with a Kisim, and the Ravid says nothing. And he says the following: why is it that the Ravid drops the ball on his Hasaga that you're allowed to use a Kisim? And the answer is because with regard to Ner Sheb Hamikdash, we have the old consideration of, just one second, he says the following, I'll just read it inside. He says, Amailo Hisiga Ravid al Rambam, there in Hilchos Tmidu Musafim, the Rambam writes explicitly that you cannot use a Kisim, a Ner Acher, and why didn't the Ravid make a comment over it? He says the following, Yesh Lomad Degama Ravid Maskin. The reason why the Ravid does not add his comment on the Rambam and Hilchos Tmidu Musafim, because the Ravid himself would agree that you're not allowed to use a kisim in the case of Ner Sheb Hamikdash. Why? Because Mevur B'Divrei Rambam She'asur Lahadlik Miner L'Ner Al Yedei Kisim Mishum She'tzarech She'ei Nikar Shu Ner Mitzvah Ve'al Svar Zu Cholek HaRavid. Just one second, something's missing here, sorry. Again, in Tvidu Musafim, the Ravid says, case of the Ravid is not bothered by the requirement of Heker because he operates with what? With the Bala Itur. So now when we get to Ner Sheb Hamikdash, the Ravid is going to say that there's no requirement of Heker. I had this before, but now I'm missing. Sorry. Lo Hisig a Ravid. Sheish Lahati Lahadi Hadi De Kisan. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the three words. Sorry. Shezoi bizui mitzvah. Again, if you have the Ratz Kitzvi, the paragraph that starts in Yushemes, don't miss up as I just did with three words. These are three words that have to be underlined, and that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down in the middle of that paragraph. At the end of that sixth line that starts with the word madlik, you have to underline three words: shezehu bizui lemitzvah. So watch what goes on over here. In the case of Ner Chanukah, we accept the sheet of Shmuel, and certainly the Ravid accepts the sheet of Shmuel that there's no bizui mitzvah, and therefore you're allowed to light the Ner Chanukah according to the Ravid, even with a kisim. That's crystal clear. The Rambam has an issue of Heker. The Ravid never bought into that issue. He holds like the Bala Itur, and the Bala Itur never actually had on his radar screen this concept of Heker. And the Bala Itur is going to say that the Ner Acheres of Rava is not because of the Isol Lishtamishli, of Hekera, but rather because he wants to be Matir, the Isol Lishtamshus Linden.
Your Rambam ever use the Lashon Heker that requires Heker?
No. There's no mention of Heker in the Rambam. Right? So this whole assumption here that the Rambam requires Heker is part of this Chidush. But the Ravid, on the other hand, if he understands that Ner Acheres is for the purpose of circumventing some sort of violation of the Iser Isurish Tamshus B'ner Chanukah, therefore he's not committed to the concept of Heker. And since, as far as Bizui Mitzvah is concerned, we're going to accept Shmuel that Al Yidei Kisim is not Bizui Mitzvah, therefore the Ravid has a problem. He's going to be masig on the Rambam and allow Ner Chanukah through a Kisim. But when we get to Ner Shebe Migdash, here we have a different. We're back to the principle of Bizui Mitzvah. Meaning that in the case of Ner Shebe Migdash, to use a kisem would be considered bizui mitzvah, and therefore the ravid is not going to be masig. The ravid is only masig in Hilchas Chanukah because since there's no bizui mitzvah ner Chanukah in a kisem, and the ravid never bought into the concept of hekera, therefore, if there would be a problem of bizui mitzvah in a kisem, then the ravid would also join forces with the Rama. And with regard to ner Chanukah, with regard to ner Shebe Migdash, there's a problem of bizui mitzvah. Why is there probably bizui mitzvah in Ner Shebe Migdash? That we'll have to discuss as we go along.
Well, we got to discuss all. We started, we didn't get through, so I don't know it. But the Lecha Mishnah, because he's a Arichus, I'm trying to explain the Rambam versus the Ravid, and he takes the approach the Rambam holds. There is a problem with bizui that he passes like Chushe Mitzvah.
Maybe passes like Rav.
No, not like Rav. But the cloak is between Rav Shmuel is based on Chushe Mitzvah, like Rav Avda Bar Abba, not like Rabbanan. He says that he.
I don't know why anyone would say that. Honestly, although the Rashba says it, but I didn't get a chance to read that footnote. I should. Okay, Rav Osa. Now, let's go back to the paragraph Omnon. Let's try to see if we can make any sense out of this. Why would there be a problem of Heker in the case where he lights a second Ner Chanukah through a Kisem and it's like Iker Chosim Nasiv? So I wanted to use a model, perhaps, from the Brisker Rav. And we'll see if this is a good model. Rava says on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis that Mishas Sakana V'Eilech Madliko Menicho Al Shulchano V'Daya. So once it was impossible because of Sakana to light the Ner Chanukah Mipesach Feiso Mibachutz, so they allowed you to light the Ner Chanukah on your table. So the Brisker Rav has the following chakir. He wants to know, what is the nature of Ner Chanukah al Shulchan? Is it the same old mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, just that here we're gonna stretch it a little bit and allow lighting the Ner Chanukah on your table, even though again it sort of detracts from the Ner Chanukah because people on the outside of the house are not going to see it. So basically, in the face of Sakana, we're going to have to drop the Persumei Niso Mipesach Beiso Mibachutz, but essentially the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah remains the same, and perhaps you could add, again, this the Brisker Rav doesn't say, that you can embellish the or achieve the Persumei Niso for the Bnei Abayis, those who are around, or maybe even for yourself. Or, says the Brisker Rav, could we possibly assume that after Shasa Sakana, the Rabbanan instituted a brand new mitzvah? They changed the whole Tzuras Ner Chanukah, and in order to obviate the Sakana element, they created a new mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And that mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is basically a Maisad Loka, which is devoid of Persumei Nisa. At least in the classical sense of Persumei Nisa, as we said before. So I just want to know if I can use that kind of a structure, that kind of a model, as I call it, to try to understand the halacha of hadlaka miner liner. Okay. Let's start with the following. Rav says that hadlaka miner liner, according to the second version of Rav, should be awesome. The Gemara rejects Rav. And the Gemara says, well, let's go to the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Beis HaMikdash, they lit Miner Liner, right? That's based on the Ner Maravi. So you see clearly that you can be Madlik Miner Liner. And therefore, there's no Bizui Mitzvah in the case of what Rav calls Akhushe Mitzvah, even though you're lighting directly from the Ner. And based on this question, the Gemara ends up with Kashikash. And this leads, again, with the exception of the Lechem Mishnah and the Rashba, whatever it is, this leads all of the Mefarshim to the assumption, the conclusion, that we paskin like the first Lishna of Rav, and Rav agrees that Madlik and Ner Linear. Otherwise, Rav is stuck with a contradiction from Ner Shevim English. Clear? Is that? I mean, that's just a chazar of what we've done.
Well, you borrow from another alternative. Is it based on
Hanachos of
Mishnah?
Correct, but that depends on my Havyalah, which we haven't studied yet, because right. It could be that my Havyalah has actually nothing to do with this issue of Ner Shevim English. Now, if this be the case, then the Ritva has a problem. What's the Ritva's problem? Again, it sounds like a technical secondary problem, but it bothers the mind of the Ritva. The Ritva says, why does the Gemara say Kasha, Kasha? The Gemara should have said Tiufta. If the paradigm, in a Doraisa sense, of lighting Neros is the case of the menorah, and the menorah was lit one candle from another, and Miner Liner, that's a TKO, as we call it in boxing, meaning that at this point Rav could not possibly maintain the position of Akushe Mitzvah in the case of Miner Liner. So why did the Gemara use the language of Kasha and not the Gemara and not the classical language of Tiufta? So again, you and I might have said that's a secondary question. You know, we don't have to lose any sleep at night. Gemara uses the word Kasha. But the Ritva is very bothered by this question. And he comes to the conclusion that there is an answer to this question. The Gemara is not happy with this answer, and therefore the Gemara doesn't offer it. But lurking, so to speak, below the surface, you know, concealed below the surface, there is an answer to this problem. And what is the answer? And that is lo yalfinin lo efshar mi efshar. What that means is that you can't derive conclusions from cases or scenarios in which there's no other possibility to the case where there is another possibility. Let me explain. So the Ritva says the following. Since there's halach of ner maravi, and the Gemara sets that up as like, you know, the quintessential purpose of ner shevim migdash, it's edus in Yisrael, shashchina shor b'Yisrael. Therefore, the case of ner liner becomes lo efshar. Because again, what other way are you going to light the ner shevim migdash if you grant the assumption that you need the ner maravi? It's got to be miner liner. And therefore, says the Ritva, although ner liner, as Rav is right, is a serious problem, but in the case of ner shevim migdash, we have no choice, and that's called lo efshar. So that Rav is willing to say that and this is the second lashon of Rav, that in the context of ner chanuk, you would not be allowed to light ner liner, right? That's the second lishna in Rav. Why not derive the opposite conclusion from Ner Shevim Migdash, says the Ritva, because that's a case of lo efshar. You know, Vibalt, since there's a requirement of Ner Maravi, there's no other way under the sun that you could light the Ner Shevim Migdash without Ner Liner, because the requirement is Ner Maravi. Yeah, we don't have the option of Kisem, because that's already Bizui Mitzvah. So therefore, Rav might be able to say the following. That Eino Chinami, in principle, even in the Beis HaMikdash, they would not light Miner Liner. Why? Because that's a Akhushe Mitzvah. However, Lo Efshar. But when we get to Hanukkah, where it's Efshar, which means that there's no reason why you absolutely must force him to be Madlik Ner Liner, then avoid it. Everybody see the structure here? The way I'm interpreting the Ritva is that, in principle, Rav would say, we don't want to be Madlik Miner Liner. That's called a Kushe Mitzvah. We're only going to allow it, and the Torah is going to allow it, in the case of Ner Shevim Migdash, because there's no other choice, given the requirement of Ner Maarav. But in Chanukah, where there is no problem, so then avoid Miner Liner. So if that be the case, then Yesh Lachkar, let's wonder about Shmuel. Shmuel allows hadlaka miner liner. And Lomi Boy in the first Lishna, where Shmuel says Al Yidei Kisem is also, because that's Vizui Mitzvah, and certainly Miner Liner was Muta. But even in the second Lashon, where Rav postulates that we're not going to allow you to light Miner Liner in Chanukah, Shmuel says it's Muta. Yesh Lachkar. What is Shmuel saying over here? When he allows Miner Liner, again, I'm giving the Ritva. Again, nobody has to accept the Ritva, but I'm just saying the Ritva is one possibility. Given that possibility, that fundamentally, in principle, Ner Liner should be also as well. That also is a kind of pegiah. You know, you're kind of insulting the mitzvah because you're taking the eish from one Ner, from one mitzvah to another. So what does Shmuel mean? Is Shmuel saying that for the better, for the ultimate good of Ner Chanukah, Miner Liner is not a problem? Or is Shmuel saying that Ner Chanukah is a derivative of the menorah? In other words, that the menorah is going to offer me a new method of lighting the Ner Chanukah. Do you follow? In other words, whereas Rav is going to tell you that the method of Ner Liner, that's limited to the Beis HaMikdash. We're not going to extrapolate and compare Ner Chanukah because Ner Chanukah doesn't have this low Efshar situation. Shmuel is saying, name. What we want to do is we want to accept the Ner Shel HaMikdash as a paradigm, and if the Torah allowed you, in the case of Ner Shel HaMikdash, to light Miner Liner, then likewise we're going to allow you, insofar as Chanukah is a mirror image of Ner Shel HaMikdash, we're going to allow you to do exactly what they did in the Mikdash and be Madlik Miner Liner. But basically, what we're suggesting here is that even Shmuel would agree that Miner Liner is a problem. The only reason Shmuel backtracks, you know, and he says, no, we're going to allow Miner Liner, is based on an overriding feature, which is called Ner Shel HaMikdash.
Why would they require them?
Oh, so now we have to ask ourselves the following question. Do we accept the equation, according to Shmuel, between Ner Chanukah and Ner Shel HaMikdash? Or are we going to say that Ner Shel HaMikdash gives me a new option within the framework of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah? It's not that this paradigm of Ner Shel HaMikdash is going to define the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, but rather it's going to give me a new option of Ner Chanukah. So as far as the general mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is concerned, Shmuel would say that Miner Liner should not be an option. In other words, if you analyze, you know, Ner Chanukah from a more universal perspective, like any other mitzvah, we would not want to take away from one mitzvah for the sake of another mitzvah. Why then is Shmuel going to allow you Hadlaka Miner Liner and Ner Chanukah? The answer is because there's another approach to Ner Chanukah. And just like the Brisker Rav says that Mishas HaKonav Yelech Meinicha Al Shulchan is a new approach, a new Tzuras Hadlaka, Shmuel is going to postulate, according to this approach, a new Tzuras Hadlaka, which is Miner Liner, which really, in a sense, undermines or defies the normal categories and mechanics of Tzuras Hadlaka. The Tzuras Hadlaka of Ner Chanukah should not be Miner Liner. You should not be taking away from one Ner for the sake of another Ner. The only thing is, in Mikdash, that's exactly what they did. So Rav says, don't derive any conclusions from Mikdash. And if the principle in Chanukah has to be, Ein Madlika Miner Liner. Shmuel came along and he said, Nein. Once we're going to derive the possibility of Ner Liner and Avlokas Ner Shel HaMikdash, let's reflect that, or shall we say, clone that onto Ner Chanukah. Give me the option in Ner Chanukah of lighting Miner Liner. So that, according to Shmuel, there's the classical case of Adlokas Ner Chanukah, which is not Ner Liner, just light up a match or a kisem or whatever you will, and that's going to be your Tzuras Hadlaka. Now we're going to create, according to Shmuel, a brand new Tzuras Hadlaka. Now why would the Chazal do such a thing? And the answer is because Mikdash is a pressing, you know, it's like in basketball, we call it a full court press. There's a full court press here. What's pressing me to allow a brand new Tzuras Hadlaka? The answer is Mikdash. Why? Because since the Ner Chanukah is Dumya de Mikdash, right? Zeichel de Mikdash. So we want to we want to at least afford you with the possibility. Again, we're not happy about it, because from the perspective of universal Chefetz Shel Mitzvah and how we treat a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, we would not want to detract from a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. But we're going to be matir it and allow it for the sake of a greater good. And what is that greater good? To create a hadlaka that is zeichel mikdash, that mirrors the mikdash. So what I'm suggesting is the following possibility, food for thought, that there are two distinct tsuros of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. There's the classical tsur of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Every Ner requires its own independent Hadlokah. And find yourself a match or a kisev and light the Ner Chanukah. Then we have a different kind of tsuros Hadlokah, which in and of itself is antithetical to how we have to treat a mitzvah, namely to be Madlik Miner L'Ner. But Shmuel is going to insist that based on the analogy between Ner Shem HaMikdash and Ner Chanukah, we're gonna move aside, so to speak. We're gonna step aside and allow room to be matir what would normally be a Kushe mitzvah, taking away from the mitzvah, and allow hadlokas ner l'ner. But that's a whole new tzuras hadlokah. Let me try to dramatize it for you. Again, what I'm about to say is dog for tishka, so to speak. There are two ways of lighting a Ner Chanukah. One is what I call an individual Ner. Every Ner stands on its own, with its own Hadlokah. It means that every single Shalheves is an entity unto itself. Then there's another possibility, that you can take a Shalheves of Chanukah and expand it. That's called Ner L'Ner. The Torah, in the case of Beis HaMikdash, doesn't want to see a hadlok of each ner unto itself. The Torah wants to see that you can take one flame and expand it. It's almost like a campfire or a madura. You know, madura means where you add wicks and so forth and so on, and there's one ash for everything. What makes the menorah into one indivisible entity where all the flames really belong to one flame? The answer is the source of that flame. And the Torah insists that the source of the flame be the Ner HaMaravi, and now that Ner HaMaravi, which has a flame that's endowed with the status of a Ner Shem HaMikdash, now expands. And how does it expand? Because I take the other candles and I apply them directly to the Ner HaMaravi, so that flame expands. And now all the different flames are not individual flames, but they become part of one flame. So in the light of that, Shmuel is saying the following. Normally, if we look at the Ner Chanukah as a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, you would not be allowed to take away and detract from that Ner and light another Ner from that Ner. That would come under the principle of a Kushe Mitzvah. But Shmuel says, we're going to allow a whole new Tzuras Hadlokah. Not the classical Tzuras Hadlokah, where every single Ner is an entity unto itself and requires its own Mais Hadlokah. But we're going to have one Mais Hadlokah that expands. It's a flame that incorporates all the different neros. And how do we accomplish that goal? Through Hadlokah Miner L'Ner. Why are we going to advocate in favor of establishing this one gigantic madura, which is a single flame for all the neros? Because of the paradigm of the Beis HaMikdash. The paradigm of the Beis HaMikdash is going to allow me, in a sense, to wave or drop the ball, I don't know again what word you want to use here, on the individual hadlaka for each ner. So again, in the perfect paradigm, given the halakas of Bizu Mitzvah and Akushe Mitzvah, we would want each ner to stand on its own and require its own hadlaka and generate its own shal heavens. But because the Torah allows for another form of hadlaka, we're going to be willing to forego and forfeit this cube of a separate hadlaka with a separate age for each ner for the sake of a different tzuras hadlaka. And what is that tzuras hadlaka? Miner l'ner. Why? Because in the Mikdash there was a halacha requirement of Ner L'Ner. There's a direct relationship between Ner Chanukah based on Mikdash, and we establish many different dinim that are generated, and we'll study a little bit more about that today in the Hari Kedah, many different dinim that apply to a Ner Chanukah within the framework of Mikdash. counsel of Shmuel, and he says, insofar as there is such a new kind, a radically, fundamentally new kind of Tzuras Hadlaka, which is established by the Beis HaMikdash, and insofar as there's a connection between Hadlakas Ner Chanukah and Hadlakas Ner Mikdash, we're going to now allow for a new Tzuras Hadlaka. And what is that new Tzuras Hadlaka? It's going to be Hadlaka Miner L'Ner. Oh, if this be the case, again, you're all the jury and you can decide that it's, you know, you don't like it, and I don't want to use the word that Sam used yesterday, it's garbage, but, you know, whatever you want to say. Perhaps Hekera comes into the picture. Not the classical Hekera, Rabbo. So we're not talking about Hekera, is this an Er Chanukah? For sure this is an Er Chanukah. Everybody knows it's an Er Chanukah. He's just using the Kisev as a method of transferring the Eish from here to here. Says the Rambam, we're not going to allow you to use a kisim. Why? Because you're taking the Eish from a Ner Chanukah. Once you're taking the Eish from a Ner Chanukah, then you're establishing a new Tzuras Hadlaka, in which that Eish now expands to incorporate the entire, whatever number of candles you have, let's say on the eighth day, the entire set of eight candles. Ah. How do you do such a thing? How do you accomplish such a goal? Hadlaka miner l'ner. But once you have a kisev in the middle, then you set up a new hadlaka with a new age. Why? Because the intermediary, again, you and I could have said, well, it's still the same age. So on the one hand, it really is the same age. There's a paradox here. It is the same age because we're allowing you to take from the age of a Ner Chanukah. How can you do such a thing? You could detract from an Er Chanukah, that's a Kushe Mitzvah. The answer is based on Mikdash. That's the precedent. And what is that precedent? That precedent is to take from that age and expand that age, but not through a Kisev. And that's why the Rambam and the Ravid both agree that in Mikdash you're not allowed to use a Kisev. Why? Because once you use a Kisev, you've broken up the connection or the expansion of the age from one to the other. And I can no longer say that this is one age that expands. Even though, again, paradoxically, you could argue, well, where did I get this age from? The age of the kisev is just being transferred. The kisev is just a medium to get the age from this there to this there. Nay, that's called undermining the halacha of one age, of halacha miner l'ner, which is derived from the Ner Maravi. So now, within the context of Ner Maravi, we have new definitions of Bizu Mitzvah. And what is that? That this new Tzuras Hadlaka, which requires that you take the Eish directly from one Ner, and that's mandated by the requirement of Ner Maravi, will now be, you know, you'll be insulting or watering down that Mitzvah if you use a Kisev. And that's why both the Rambam and the Ravid will agree that in Beis HaMikdash you can't use a Kisev. Now we can say that the Rambam in Er Chanukah is going to extrapolate that if Ein Madlikim Miner L'Ner, but the only reason we are allowing you Madlikim Miner is because of the paradigm, the model of what? Of Beis HaMikdash, and you have to follow that model. That model breaks new ground, allows you to take away, so to speak, and detract from the Ner for the sake of the other Ner, but only if you're expanding that Ner. So what I'm suggesting is that there are two categories of Adlokas Ner Chanukah. There are two Tzuras Hadlaka. Just like the Brisker Rav said, there are two Tzuras Hadlaka. One, Mipesach Beso, L'chutz Yom Mishas HaKon V'Elchan Yishulchan. Here also, there are two Tzuras Hadlaka. And Shmuel is going to limit this brand new Tzuras Hadlaka and restrict it to direct Hadlaka Miner L'Ner. Again, does Ratzkin Tzvi have this in mind? Vesach Mish. He uses the word Hekera. I wouldn't use the word Hekera so much. I mean, the Hekera is that we're going down a certain track of a Tzuras Hadlaka, which is a brand new kind of Tzuras Hadlaka that applies in Ner L'Ner, derived from Beis HaMikdash. And now there's no Hekera that you're expanding the Ner, because what did you do in the middle? You use the Kisev. Once you use the Kisev, you've broken up the Tziruf to the original Makar, the original Ner, and now you're not really implementing or achieving that expansion of the original Ner, which is the requirement derived from Ner Maravi and Beis HaMikdash.
If you really run with this, you can push it and say that you're required to light Ner L'Ner.
I hear what you're saying. In other words, are we saying that Ner L'Ner is a L'chatchila, or that Ner L'Ner is a kvetch, it's a b'dieved? We're going to allow it only for the sake of
Because you're putting it as an altar.
Because the Torah broke new ground in the case, as an altar, because the Torah broke new ground in the case of what? Of the menorah in the Mikdash.
So once you use this...
Wait, just one second, Erez. I just want to give Erez a chance, because we haven't seen you in a while, Erez, so it's good to see you. Since yesterday, it's been like 24 hours. You got to worry about addiction over here. Withdrawal symptoms. Yeah, go ahead.
I think the expansion of the flame is the stronger argument, but I was thinking, why can't we think of the mitzvah as just one entire mitzvah? Like you mentioned something like that of, you know, the different candles all apply to the one mitzvah.
Right, the Hebrew mitzvah versus a neighbor of yours that we spoke about.
Right, so couldn't we get around Hekera that way if we think of it as it's all one mitzvah, you're not taking away from one to the other, it's all applying to the same, because we said you can't use it for some other mitzvah, but the candle next to it on the same menorah is not some other mitzvah, it's all.
So wait a second, Eris, I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah.
In a normal situation, it's the first night of Hanukkah. Are you going to use a kisem?
And the first time, sure.
Why not? You know, there's no halach in the Rambam that says you can't light an Er Hanukkah with a kisem. All of a sudden, you can't use a kisem to apply it to one Er so that you light the second Er.
Right, so I would still apply this
Why is that so? So one way of saying it is that you're detracting from the first Nair. But if you're going to say that, you know, it's going to become very complicated, because I don't know that detracting from the first Nair is a problem, given that we paskin kovsa ein zoker klal. So I'm not sure. Again, I suggested yesterday, I don't want to go over it again, in the box frame of reference, that there still is a kiyum of Nair dolk, so therefore you can't detract from the Nair. But leaving all those, you know, pilpulim outside of today, you know, leaving it on the outside, then you've already lit the first candle. What's the problem with using a kisem now? You yotze your mitzvah with the first candle, because hadlokos the mitzvah and kovsayin zakakla. So that's why I was very much inclined to think, and I think his language also indicates that the problem of using a kisem is in the second there. Now, you just finished telling me that if I want to light my Ner Hanukkah, I could use a kisem. Nowhere in the Rambam does it say you can't use a kisem to light a Ner Hanukkah. Now we're saying that you can't use a kisem in Ner Lener. What happened in the middle? So you're going to have to answer that, according to the Rambam, there's some sort of concept of Bizu Mitzvah. But wait a minute, Shmuel rejects Bizu Mitzvah. So what are we going to do with that? So we're going to suggest, and again, you have to work out whether it's Rambam or Shmuel. I mean, again, I'm not going into that mathematical question, that all of a sudden, you're applying a whole new set of rules and regulations to your Lokas Nerchanan, in which Kisei becomes prohibited. Why? So I think the answer might be that you're going down a brand new avenue here. You're being Maglik Miner Liner. That's not fair. You shouldn't be doing that. Why are you using another Ner to, you know, a Ner Chanukah to light your Ner Chanukah? What are you, stingy? You can't use a Kisei? So I want to suggest that perhaps Shmuel is willing to look aside over here. And he's going to admit to you that, you know, you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing when you lit the second Nair from detracting from the first Nair. Because Akluche Mitzvah, etc., etc. Comes on Shmuel and he argues against Rav because of the paradigm, the model of Beis HaMikdash, where they were modeled to be Nair Lin. Rav says there's no proof. That's a special Zundar Halacha Din Miyuchad in Ner Shem HaMikdash because of the Ner Ma'arov. And that's called Lo Efsha. There's no other way you could accomplish except from Ner Lin Ner. But in the case of Hanukkah, you have another option. Comes on Shmuel, and he says, you know what? There's some redeeming feature. I don't know if I'm going to go as far as Sam and say that's L'chatri, the way we should do it, but there is a redeeming feature to light me Ner Lin Ner. But the only thing is that once you're lighting Miner Liner, you have to face the music here, that you are detracting from the first Nair. Say, Shmuel, I'm going to allow it. I'm going to allow it because of a new Tzuris Hadlok. Who says such a thing? Berzon. Is it worth anything? Vesiknish. Maybe it's, again, I don't want to use Sam's term because he gets too used to it. We're going to get very nervous over here, right? But maybe what I'm telling you is just a bunch of hot air. And I never would have thought of this except for this approach, this framework of the brisket rub, that maybe there are different types of tzuris hadlaka. So I'm just trying to think a little bit out of the box, that maybe insofar as we have a pressure here, a full court press, to equate Ner Shemimikdash with Ner Chanukah, maybe that's going to break new ground and formulate or present a brand new kind of Tzuras Hadlaka, something that naturally, intuitively, we would have rejected, and even Shmuel would have rejected, with all the force in the world, because it's a Kluche Mitzvah. But once we have this paradigm of Mikdash, and we want to connect the Ner Chanukah to Mikdash, and we're going to do that in many different ways, here's another different way. And Shmuel's going to say, you know what? There's a new kind of Tzuras Hadlaka. I actually like this new Tzuras Hadlaka, because if what underlies this new Tzuras Hadlaka is that all the Neros are really one, because they all come from the same source, that's great. But say Shmuel, you better be careful. Because once you introduce a Kisem, oh, that's mafkia, the tzir. If it's not one, it's not one H.
If you want to use this idea...
Are you with me or against me? I mean, it's up to you.
I have a couple of questions. Yeah. I'm saying, if this, whether this is, like you said, whether the Rask is thinking this, but once you you want to use the Rambam to accept the Rambam, say, relying on Mikdash, the Rambam himself uses the Lashon of Bizui Mitzvah by Mikdash. Then why don't we apply Bizui Mitzvah by Chanukah? I mean, the reason why I can't use Kesem is Bizui, which again supports the Rashba, and what I think the Lech HaMishnah is saying is that the Rambam accepts the Rada Barava that the Machlokes in Rabbi Shmuel is a Chushim Mitzvah, not Bizu. Shmuel would agree there's a problem of Bizu Bechanukah, and that's why you can't use Kesem.
Wait, but what I'm suggesting is the following, that the premise here is that Shmuel looks at the greater good, so to and the greater purpose. So to say Bizu Mitzvah in the classical sense, you know, if we would apply universal Bizu Mitzvah, I don't know. That's why I'm more inclined to think that the Bizui Mitzvah here is upgraded, paradoxically, because of Ner L'Ner. And that's where Shmuel gets very nervous. But the Torah already broke new ground. And the Torah said, despite the tension here, you know, there's a thesis and an antithesis here, that by taking Ner L'Ner, you're detracting from the Ner. Nevertheless, the Torah requires it. Oh, now we're talking about a new kind of adlaka, which somehow obviates the need of the...
But Shmuel was using that as a paradigm, and he said, okay, the Mikdash is a new kind of adlaka, but don't use a Kesem. And I say they have to apply this in Ner Chanukah, the rabbis institute a new, that you should also not use a Kesem by Ner Chanukah. It would be inconsistent for Shmuel to say you can use
Kesem. And why? Why can't I use a Kesem? Why can't I use a Kesem in the Mikdash? And the answer is, says the Rambam, Mishum Bizui Mitzvah. What kind of Bizui Mitzvah? It's for the greater good. Shmuel is the one who applauds the greater good. But the answer is that you're undermining the entire Tzuras Hadlaka and the essential definition of Mitzvah Hadlaka Shemimikdash. Why? Because the Mitzvah Hadlaka Shemimikdash wants to see that every single candle has the same source, the same origin. And you can't do that if you're using a Kisem. Again, who says that? Just Burzon. Nobody says it. But if you accept that, now we begin to understand the mirror image of Ner Chanukah. We have a new kind of Bizui Mitzvah, or a new kind of Heker, whichever word you want to use. Terminology is secondary to me. And that's going to undermine the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Again, had you used the Kisem to light a particular Ner, or for that matter, use another Kisem for every Ner, Shmuel's on the sidelines applauding, that's fine. There's no chisaron in using a kisem to light a Ner Chanukah. But now you want to avail yourself of a new heter, and the matir is this model of Ner Shemimikdash, then what is this Tzuras Hadlaka Ner Shemimikdash? I gave the example of Moshel Amad Dovra Doma, of expanding the Eish, and now integrating all the Neros into one big Ner. I called it a Madura. And that's a beautiful idea into itself. And that's why the Ner Shemarami plays such a major role of it, because ultimately all the Neros come from that very same H. What breaks that up? The Kisim. And I'm suggesting that if Shmuel wants to break new ground, and based on the equation, the analogy to Ner Shemikdash, he wants to allow you to be Madlik Ner L'Ner, because that itself is an expansion of the original Ner. So when I'm looking at my first Ner Chanukah from the perspective of Shmuel, what I'm seeing in here, in front of my eyes, is the Eish of Chanukah. Now I want to expand that Eish. Well, how are you going to do that? You're going to take another candle and apply it to this candle? That's not a good idea. Because then you're doing a Kluche Mitzvah. You're really touching a Ner Chanukah. It's a Holy of Holies, right? But the answer is Mikdash. And if the answer is Mikdash, then make sure that you're taking that original Eish, which is endowed with the status in Mikdash of a Ner Shemimikdash, and outside of the Mikdash endowed with the status of a Ner Chanukah, and expand that Eish. But you're going to break up the expansion of the Eish by using a Kisem. And we see it in the paradigm case of Menorah, and we're going to apply it likewise the case of the...
One other observation, if I may. I think that if I were to... If I want to understand that as the logic of the Rambam, I would have thought, and I'm going to make an observation which is probably wrong, but the Rambam went to place the halacha butl hadikin ner chanukah in the halacha that he put it in. The halacha he put it in actually has halacha.
I don't have a Rambam, that's my problem.
I'll read it to you, but there's a line in
this. Does anybody want to get a Rambam? Because Osios Machkimam.
So I have a text in front of
me. John, do you mind? Maybe if you. It's right behind this wall.
Here we go.
Oh, if Mitch were here, it would be. I don't know. Is this a Steinsaltz or something? Like nothing against Steinsaltz, but if it's a different Surah Sadaf, I go nuts. It's
definitely a different Surah Sadaf.
It is a different Surah Sadaf. Oh, yeah. I get nervous. To me, there's only one Rambam. That's the Frankel edition of the Rambam. And it's interesting, when the Frankel edition came about, the Rav didn't want to use it. Why? Because he switches one page with the other. It's the same Surah Sadaf, but it switches from left to right. Now, that itself was... I remember when digital watches came out. So somebody bought the Rav, I don't know if it was one of his relatives, somebody bought him a digital watch. He couldn't get used to it for the life of him. Because to him, he had to see the geometry of a watch. He couldn't see it in terms of digits. And where is it?
It's Perek Dalet Halachotes.
Okay, just give me a second. Perek Dalet Halachotes.
My observation is that this Rambam, it specifically refers to the Fasakana.
To what? Say one more time?
The Fasakana, where you don't have the whole logic of the Brisker Rav about the new Surah. Because why? Because the Rambam has the line in here, in the same halacha, Yiligo mi bifnim, bo'tziyu dolok, v'inicho, pesach beso lo asa klum, why halach goes to mitzvah, and he tells you halach goes to mitzvah. So there's nothing wrong with lighting bifnim. Except if you're talking before Shas Sakan, in which case Bifnim is not
an so wait a minute, is the Rambam talking before Shas Sakan?
I think he's talking before Shas
Sakan. Alright, so give me a minute to let that sink in. Before Shas Sakan. Hidliko mi Bifnim, Votzio Doluk. This is like Lafuke Hanochosa Mitzvah, right? So the Rambam says, Lo Osa Velo Klum. Why? Because. So you're saying that this has to be before the
Sakana. If it was after even though again, Sakana, what would be wrong with that? Yeah.
Even though again, in Halacha Ches, you give it
what's wrong that you take it out.
But let's just think for a second.
Why? Halacha, as soon as I like it, it's done.
Yeah, I'm saying, that would be the problem.
I'm going to go, and she had like Mishu Chayv, and look at Licho, me befamim, Votziu Doluk, Vinicho al Pesach Beso, something's not sitting well with him here.
A few lines later, he makes it clear that he holds Shadlaka, yeah, mitzvah lo hanach. He tells you that right away, four lines later.
Right. He certainly holds that Adlok also mitzvah. That's why Chayr Shot V'Katan is lo asa v'lo klum. But wait a second, why? The Gemara says that we go be mifnim. Gemara says that's invalid even if you hold hadlaka, even if you hold hanochos, am I right? So that's a little bit odd. Yeah. I think the Gemara says that even if you hold hanochos a mitzvah, then hitliko b'bifnim votzi b'chutz is right, because the Gemara wants to defend the man the Omer who holds hanochos a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, why hitliko b'bifnim votzi b'chutz? That should be a classical case for hanochos. Gemara says, name. Because he was madlik and bifnim, then the roa thinks that he's lighting with sarka. So, but I don't know if that's relevant to this discussion, but I'm just saying, why is the Rambam emphasizing here that otziu? In other words, why is he taking it outside for the purpose of the mitzvah? Let's see. Okay, so let's go back to Halacha Zayin just to get the background right. Ner Chanukah mitzvah lanicho al Pesach beso mibachutz. Now let's fast forward to Halacha Tes, right? And the Rambam says, "Idliko mi b'fnim, votzio doluk, he nichal pesach beisol lo asa klum, because he's lacking in adlok."
In Halacha Ches, he makes sakana.
Right. So apparently, let's skip over Halacha Ches because that's a different halacha. But if we combine Halacha Zayin with Halacha Tes, then we're talking about the original mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And he has to light the Ner Chanukah mibachutz. And then what goes on? Now he says, Achaz, that's something else. Ashishus, that's already something else. So wait a second. So Where's Hadlaka Miner Liner? Is that
the,
here?
The last five words.
Six oh, okay. Words. Just 1 second. Where is this? Ashish. Madlika. He's going to have to be Mechaba the Ner. And he's going to have to be Madlika Pam Shneer. Right? He has to do another Hadlaka. He can't rely on yesterday's Hadlaka. It's interesting that these words at the here of Hadlaka, here Mitzvah, below Anocha, probably go back in the whole halacha. Let's go. Let's see if that's correct. Ner, right. Ner Chanukah Shedlika Cherishol V'Katan is loss of klum. Why? Because Hadlaka also mitzvah below Anocha. Let's go to the second halacha. Hedlika Mibefnim. That's also loss of klum. Why? Because Hadlaka also mitzvah. Ochas Hadner Biyodov Amad loss of klum. Because since it's missing Hekera, that's also not a Hadlaka. Even though he puts it down after. Right. So every Ashishes, if you would hold Hanochos of Mitzvah, so then maybe the Hanoch of yesterday, again we have to work that out, but would work for today. No, Hadlokos of Mitzvah, therefore he has to put it out and do a Maisa Hadlokos, because he didn't do a Maisa Hadlokos right. Today, he did a Maisa Hadlokos yesterday. Okay, now we get to the Sefer. What does he say in the Sefer? Mutal lahadlik ner Chanukah v'ner Chanukah Acher. So the first comment.
You have the word Acher?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have the word Acher.
Yeah. So the first comment I want to make is that from the fact that the Rebbe says Umutter, what does it sound like? What? He needs a head. You understand what I'm saying? Sam, getting back to your question. In other words, I'm not going to say that the Rebbe is advocating lighting Miner Liner, because again, you have this svara called a Kushe Mitzvah, but maybe again, we're gonna allow it because we have the Takdim, we have the precedent of the Menorah Shel Mikdash.
This doesn't undermine what you're saying, other than I think it's interesting that it's in Halacha that sounds like we're predating the Sakana, the Smaila Sakana, so the logic of the Brisker Rav wouldn't apply in this.
Right, no, maybe I made a mistake as Chatoyim by mentioning the Brisker Rav. I could have mentioned other Halachas as well. I was just using the Brisker Rav as a model. Like, for example, the Chiyuv of Noshin, right? It says, Afhein hoi bosa nes. So there's a Chakir in the Bach. Whether or not that's a new mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. It might not be the old mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. You all know the Shitas HaBahag, that women are obligated in Megillah, but it's not the same old-time chiyuv of Megillah. So again, this kind of chakira, whether or not we're dealing with the old mitzvah or a new mitzvah, that I just mentioned the Brisker Rav as one example. There are many, many examples of that issue. So what I'm saying is, if the Rav is saying, Umutala Hadlik, you know, the Rambam is stretching it because he's saying, really, this should be avoided if all things were equal. But mutala hadlik, you can do it. And it's a very strange language. Mutala hadlik, it doesn't sound like it's a b'dieved, and the Rambam is advocating mutala hadlik, but on the other hand, he doesn't integrate that into the original, you know, Adlok of Ner Chanukah. So I thought maybe that could be an extra push that this heter is based on some sort of new tzura. But what bothers me now is, why is the Rambam mentioning this here, of all places? Right. Let me just think. Here is a Hadlokos Mitzvah, not Anokos. You know, the Rambam in this whole Halakha, in four different ways, is fighting a battle against Hanokos Mitzvah. And then he adds, Mutala Hadlik Ner Chanukah Miner Chanukah Acher. Ah, so let's figure this out. If I would hold Hanocha Osa Mitzvah, then very good. Let's see if this works out. Why does the Rambam choose to locate this halacha of Miner Liner here in the context of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanocha Osa Mitzvah? And I think the answer might be that the whole heter is based on Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. Why?
Right.
Because when he lit the first candle, what status does that candle have? Is it a kisem or a ner Chanukah? Well, it depends. If you right, so the Rambam holds Hadlokos of Mitzvah, so therefore it gains the status. Don, you remember we discussed the Great Lent, that since you hold Hadlokos of Mitzvah, that immediately with that Hadlokos, the ner gets the status of a ner Mitzvah. Correct?
Right.
If, on the other hand, you hold Hanochos of Mitzvah, so you haven't yet done the Maisa Hanochah, you know, you have to lift it up and put it down again. So at this point, basically, the first Nair is at this moment in time is a Kisev. And if it's a Kisev, then you're lighting the second Nair from a Kisev. And you've just undermined the whole new Tzuras Hadlaka of Miner Liner. So again, The whole point of Minyan L'Ner is because the first Ner. Like in Migdash, we hold Hadlakos a mitzvah. So immediately when he lights the first Ner, we'll call it the Ner Maravi, it has the status of a Ner Sheva Migdash. Now I can accomplish my mitzvah of Madlika Minyan L'Ner, which is the way the Torah requires it in Migdash. In Chanukah, are you allowed to light it Minyan L'Ner? The Rambam says Mutter. Why? Because again, the paradigm of Migdash is going to allow me to light Minyan L'Ner. But that's only if you hold Hadlakos in mitzvah. Why? Because then, immediately with the first Hadlaka, you have yourself a Ner Chanukah, and now you can expand that Ner Chanukah through the principle of Zeichel Migdash, allowing it to be a Hadlaka Miner L'Ner. But if I would have held Hanachos in mitzvah, then when I light the first candle, it's not at this point, I haven't done the Hanachah yet. And if I didn't do the Mais Hanachah, it's not Madlika Miner L'Ner. And the only question you'll ask me is, why did the Rambam wait until after he established that Hadlaki Ya Mitzvah V'lo Anacha? You know, it's a little bit strange. Maybe there are two dinim in Hadlaki Ya Mitzvah. One is a din in the Mais Hadlok, and the other din is in the Ner itself. That since you require Anacha, and he hasn't yet done the Anacha, then it's not considered a Ner Chanukah. So again, the whole heter here is because the first Ner is a Ner Chanukah, and that's Duvya de Migdash, where the first Ner through Hadlakos and Mitzvah is a Ner Sheva Migdash. Now we have a matir of Madlika Miner L'Ner, the precedent to which is Ner Sheva Migdash. But if I would hold Hadlakos and Mitzvah, then I don't have this heter of Madlika Miner L'Ner. Now you could ask, if I don't have the heter, maybe I don't need the heter. Now that's going to be our next question. Because if the first Ner is nothing more than a Kisei, so then this becomes Hadlaka Yidei Kisei. I mean, that has to be taken.
Well, you have to say that, Rabbi. You could say that what the Rambam is saying is that in the base of Migdash.
Excuse me, I just want to give this to you. He'll do me a favor, if he can, open up to the Sefer Mafteach and see if he comments on this last line in the Rambam. Are you familiar with the Sefer Mafteach?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you'll find it. It's a gewaltige tool. Because he gives you hints as to what you should be thinking about when you read the Rambam.
Incidentally, I'll let Nidyan talk, but this is that Lecha Mishnah.
Oh, okay. If you've gone through that, then I have a tremendous amount of respect for you.
No, I've gone through
it. I just don't have the time, you know, with surrogate motherhood, you know, to go through that.
I'm just saying that's the one.
Get to that Lecha Mishnah. By the way, you should know the Lecha Mishnah was a goal. Mamash a goal. He wore a turban, but he was a big, big lamb. And Rav Soloveitchik never mentioned the Lecha Mishnah. He used to drive me crazy. Why he completely omitted the Lecha Mishnah. To this day, you know, if the Rebbe was here in the room, I'd say, Rebbe, why didn't you learn the Lecha Mishnah? The Mishnah Lemelech will quote, who was much later than the Lecha Mishnah, but the Lecha Mishnah he won't quote. And it bothers me to no end, because the older I get, the more I see tremendous insights in the Lecha Mishnah. And the insights of the Lecha Mishnah, by the way, are not only conceptual, they are textual. He reads the Rambam very meticulously. Sometimes I think he surpasses both the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah in terms of his dedication to the language of the Rambam. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
What the Rambam could be saying is that from we learn from Ner Sheva Migdash is that even if you hold Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, still it doesn't matter because even though the first light is being made at a distance, and which normally would mean that there's no, you're not yotze because there's no anacha.
Right.
But
I don't know why you have to mention distance. Wherever it is, but he hasn't done anacha.
Yeah, there's no.
And the Gemara says he has to lift it up and put it down.
Yeah, but that's what, since that is the way it is done in the Mikdash, the Torah is telling you that that is, it's considered anacha also with the first.
Wait a second now. The whole sugya is predicated on one premise, and that is that in the Migdash, Hadlakos a mitzvah.
No, I know what I'm saying, but even if you wanted to say anacha, you would say, if you want to say anacha, it would still
be. I don't know why you'd want to say that, but.
Yeah, but even if you want to say that, you would say it's okay, because the Torah is telling you the definition is. By the first Nair, that's also considered Hanacha.
I think if you could easily say that Miner L'Ner would be a Vada Mutter, but if you say Hanacha,
right, that's what I asked.
Yeah.
You know, that has to be the adult. Because then the first Nair is the Kisei.
Yeah.
He says nothing.
Okay.
So that's good, because it means we're learning the Rambam for the first time in history. Okay, I just want to finish up with this paragraph and the one afterwards, Lefi Zer, and see if we can get a handle on Meister Shem. Now let's just think about this. In Meister Sheni, he's using mobs that are sanctified with Kedushas Meister Sheni for the purpose of Shkila, of weighing other dinrei zav, which right now are devoid of any status of kedusha. And the strange thing is that the Rambam, when he formulates this halacha, he prohibits it because of gzeirah. And he says, well, maybe the outcome is not guaranteed, and the dinrim will not weigh out. You know, there'll be chaser, and therefore he never used it for the sake of a mitzvah. So the question is, well, why did the Rambam object on a Doraisa level? Forget about the Gzeira Derabbanan, because this is considered Al Yidei Kisen. So let's look at it inside. He says, Madu Abir HaRambam Esatam Diyosu Lishtam Shuspim My bales, my sushim, the glal, like Zera, the Shemelo, Yechavi, Mishkaloso, is Tmir, Tema, Lefi Das, Aramam, Shaosal, Abbe, Binel, and Eli, they kiss him, the glal, Shanesha, Kibizu, Mitzvah, Ebitam, Zer, Sorach, Lesser, Sashimush, the Madeos, my sushim, Ki Yeshbekach, Mishum, Bizu, Mitzvah, Lo glal, like Zera. In other words, the Gemara assumes that if you apply the principle of Bizu, Mitzvah, in the case of a kisen in Ner Chanukah, we should apply that equally well in a case where he's using the modes of Maaser Sheni for Shkila purposes. So Shkila is also a kind of demeaning to the mitzvah, right? Well, what word am I looking for? Not demeaning, but what do you say?
Diminishing.
What?
Diminishing. Lowering.
Profanation.
Yeah. What do you say?
It's your
profanation.
Profanation. Okay, that's pretty fancy.
Right? It's irrelevant to the mitzvah, so it's
secularized.
Right. So, what did you major in college? In English literature or in medicine? You know, in pre-med. Very versatile. Okay, profanation. I like that word. You should work for Oddscroll. You know, they come up with these words that you and I would never think of. Okay, so he's answering the following. He's saying that the Rambam never meant to say that is bizui mitzvah in the case where he uses the kisen, because for the sake of the greater good, that's not called bizui mitzvah. And likewise, in the case of most maaser sheni, for the greater good of hopefully, if the shkila works out well, of being marked, of being podes maaser sheni on the second set of dinrei zav, he's doing this for the sake of a greater mitzvah. There's no bizui mitzvah. In the case of Ner Chanukah, there the Rambam has a different set of rules and regulations, which the way we explained it, it's a different kind of a heker halacha, but he's got to do it in a way that parallels or mirror images the Beis Hamikdash and not through a kisen. We just see the last paragraph if he adds anything. Umimotzei advar nir liyashiv, no. My havi Allah, Amar Avuna Bereder of Yeshua Chazina, I adlokos of mitzvah, madlik miner lin, hanochos of mitzvah, ein madlikin miner lin. Ulachar kashim, I do him hanochos of mitzvah, ein madlikin miner lin, but he's a guru yosubi kisen. Mukhat mizesh, atam shay madlikin miner lin, of the glash and sark shay nika. I don't understand this paragraph. This makes no sense to me. The reason why, if you hold Hanochos and Mitzvah, Ein Madlikim Miner L'Ner, is good for that, because he doesn't have the status, or I should say the Ner doesn't have the status of a Ner Mitzvah, if you hold Hanochos and Mitzvah.
When is he Madlikim Miner L'Ner? Before he puts, before the Hanochah?
Right, before the Hanochah. So if it's before the Hanochah, then for sure the Gemara says Ein Madlikim Miner L'Ner. And that has nothing to do with heker or anything otherwise. Okay, we did whatever we could. Now, Rabosai, since we're on the topic of Zecher LeMikdash, I felt it, you know, a certain excitement about the fact that the Harei Kedem has an entire chapter here, a whole simon that's dedicated to Zecher LeMikdash. And this you'll find on pages Reish Tzadi Gimel and Reish Tzadi Dalet. Now, I added a note on the bottom that we should also check out an earlier page, which is Reish Pei Beis. So you don't have that page in front of you necessarily, but it's a very short paragraph. Now, here he says something fascinating. I don't know how many people in this room are with me at 9:30, at 8:30 in the morning. Two or three. Well, you may remember this from the 8:30 class. If you do, then you deserve a pizza. Because I'm always excited that people remember what we talked about. And the Rambam says the following. After introducing the background to the miracle of Chanukah, He says, "Umipnei zeh, because of this great miracle, is kinu chachomim sheba oso ador sheyu shmoni yomim elu blah blah blah." Okay, we don't have to read all this. And madlikim bahem es haneros. Now, what does it mean, umadlikim bahem es haneros? The Rav Zichron Levracha has a meticulous reading of this Rambam based on grammar, on Hebrew grammar. And I think we've said in the past in the name of the Rav that 90% of lumdus is just knowing how to translate the words. The Rambam doesn't say that you're obligated to light ner Chanukah. The Rambam should have said v'chayovim lahadlik ner Chanukah. And instead the Rambam says umadlikim bohem, which sounds like, you know, it's a grassroots movement. You know, spontaneously, they lit the Ner Chanukah. The Rambam is describing a reality, a scenario, that they lit Ner Chanukah. Why didn't the Rambam say, V'chayev la'adlik Ner Chanukah? Now let's look at the ratio of that very same sentence. The Rambam says, V'hiskinu chachomim sheba'os adar, that these 8 days should be yemei simcha v'halel. Which means that the essence of the day is Simcha and Halel. And then the Rambam says, like as an afterthought, Umadlikim Ebneros. Why didn't the Rambam say, Hidliku, excuse me, Hiskinu Chachom Shosador, Shiu, Shmonas Yom Melu, Shetchilos and Chafei, etc., etc., Yemei, Simcha, Halel, Vadlokas Neros. Why does he leave out Hadlokas Neros? And then he says, Umadlikim Ebneros. Very strange. Umashma milishono she'ein zeh, meaning hadlokas neros bichlal, included in the ikar takon of Yemei Chanukah. This is antithetical to everything we know about Chanukah. You know, it's very nice that we have Halil on Chanukah against the Rambam made Simcha. We don't know what the heck the Rambam is talking about. Simcha, there's no Simcha on Chanukah. Simcha belongs uniquely to what? To Purim, not to Chanukah. Okay, so we'll kvetch and teretz what the Rambam means by Simcha. But certainly, if you had a hierarchy of what defines the essence of Chanukah, what would be on the top of the list? Ner Chanukah. And the way the Rav is reading the Rambam, again, you can disagree with the Rav, but the way he reads the Rambam, it seems like Ner Chanukah is like an afterthought. It's at the bottom of the list. So here the Rav comes up with a revolution of sorts. And he says that when the Chachamim and the Osa Ador made the Takana, there was no takon of Ner Chanukah. Why? Why would the Chacham of that generation have left out, have omitted Ner Chanukah? So the Rav says something mind-boggling. He says that the entire mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Zecher LeMikdash. It means that with the Churban HaBayis, Rav Yochanan Zakkai and all his Chaverim and all his colleagues had to decide, how do we mekayim the mitzvah of Tzion Doresh, that we have to be Doresh Tzion, we have to remember the Beis HaMikdash. They looked for a way of continuing, in quotation marks, the mitzvah of Ner Sheva Mikdash. And where did they find their opening? For 2 centuries, from the time of the great miracle of the Chashmonaim, the Jews were spontaneously lighting Ner Chanukah. It was a grassroots movement. It was never formally enacted as a requirement. But now, the Chachamim, with the Churban HaBayis, were faced with a beautiful option of adding a new dimension to Zechel, to the mitzvah of Zechel and Mikdash. Let's jump on the bandwagon. What bandwagon? The Jews are already lighting their Chanukah. Let's formalize that and make it upgraded into a mitzvah, a chiyuv. Why? Because of Zecher LeMikdash. Vanire, the yesh l'stapik im v'zman ha-mikdash edliku neros Chanukah l'farsim es ha-nes. You know, I'm telling you, if you would walk into the yeshiva world today and raise this question, they would throw you out on your head. What do you mean? Yeshless topic v'zman ha-migdash. The enactment of Chanukah and the miracle of Chanukah took place 2 centuries before the Migdash fell. And you have a suffix where they lit Ner Chanukah at the time of the Migdash for 2 centuries? You're going to take 2 centuries out of the picture of Ner Chanukah? Ah, chutzpah! Maybe that's why Rabbi Reichman, as Sam told me yesterday, he has to go around to certain yeshivas to give it out for free, because who in the yeshiva world is going to accept such a chakira? That there was no Ner Chanukah for 2 centuries? He says, Yesh lodun v'lomar d'lefish ha'nero shetiknu heim bimkom ha'menorah shebimigdash u'kidei lefarsem es ha'nes shel ha'menorah. So the emphasis here is on the word menorah. Lefichach, therefore, they delayed the takon of Ner Chanukah because he can't have a Zechel of Migdash when the Migdash is standing. You follow me? He can't remember the Migdash when the Migdash is standing. When did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai institute Ner Shivas, Lulav Shivas Yavim? Only after the Korban. I mean, you can't say that I'm going to institute, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, they took the Lulav Shivas Yavim and stocked them. Therefore, in Gvulu, we're going to take it simultaneous with the existence of the Mikdash. That's absolutely antithetical. The Torah says, you'd probably violate the Isur of Baltosif, and maybe even other Isurim if you did such a thing. So the Rav is saying that if we introduce the concept of Zechel and Mikdash to Ner Chanukah, which is absolutely wild, because your classical case of Zechel of English would be Lulav Kol Shiva, maybe Korech according to Hillel, Sfir Omer according to all Rishonim, you know, let's remember the Omer. But why Shofar? Yeah, oh, Shofar, the Beis HaKnesses, you mean by Shabbos? Okay, maybe. But certainly not Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is Zechel and the Ness for the miracle. It's not Zechel and Mikdash.
Shouldn't it have been mentioned in Sechas Rosh Hashanah with all the Takanos of Yochum and Zakkai?
Is there a list? I don't remember. I don't know the Sugi in Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry, Eschantoya. Yeah, I'm admitting my ignorance here. I shouldn't do that publicly, but what can I tell you? I'm not familiar.
I'm probably wrong as hell.
I would have said that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is just reporting this particular takana, but if you say there's an exhaustive list, then this chat in the Rambam is very tricky. What are you going to do with the sugya Rosh Hashanah? I don't know if you get a chance to look up the sugya. Now he writes in brackets the Omar Shechakar Bazeh Hagon Bal Avni Nezer. Now, Rabosa, I'll tell you the honest truth. I looked for this Avni Nezer. Again, I don't have the access to the skills that you have, Yechiel, but I couldn't find such an Avni Nezer. And is it possible that the Rav heard Mipia Shmua, the Avni Nezer? I mean, he lived in a different part of the world, and he belonged to a different movement in Jewish history. You know, the Avni Nezer was the Sukkot of a Rebbe. It's hard for me to understand what's going on here in this bracket. If you ask me why the Rav would like to assume that there was such a thing in the Avni Nezer, because he realized that he's like what I mean to say is that the Rav realizes that he's really treading on, it's like taking a tightrope, you know, he's walking out into the yon blue, the blue yonder, you know, if you trip and fall, you're going to fall to a deep abyss. You're going to tell me that for 2 centuries they didn't have a mitzvah in their Chanukah. And it was Zechel of English, Vushtetzah. And it's all based on a diak in the Rambam that Madlikin was a grassroots movement. That this was the way they would express the miracle and the gratitude to Hashem. But it was never formalized at that point because it's Zechel of English. And you can't have a Zechel of English as long as the Mignish is standing.
Why did they allow that even in as a grassroots movement in time of the Beis HaMikdash? Because you're instituting a minig or another.
So how are they able to do that? So if you take a look at the Rambam, and this is what the Rav is going to develop further, the Rambam's language is umadlikim behemaneros. Okay, I don't. Now again, I have to open up. Where's the Rambam? I gave it to you. Can I get it back? I hate to be an Indian giver, but okay. I just want to, because he only quotes half the Rambam, but I hope I'm not making up a Rambam that doesn't exist. But he said the Rambam's language is the following. Umadlikim bahen haneros, again, which the Rav is interpreting as a grassroots movement, ba'erev al pischei abatim. This is during that period of 200 years. B'cholaylu v'layla, says the Rav. Where am I? I lost the place. B'cholaylu layla laharos ulegalos hanes. In other words, what the Rambam is saying here is that this is not a formal mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't have to give explanations and justifications for Hanukkah Ner Chanukah. That's the way the Chazal established the day of Chanukah. Why does the Rambam feel compelled to say Laharos Ulegalos Hanes? The answer is that Ner Chanukah is not a mitzvah. It hasn't emerged as a mitzvah unto itself during this 200 years. But rather, this is another extension of what the Rambam writes earlier, that the mitzvah of this day is a mitzvah of Laharos Ulegalos Hanes. Interesting that the Rambam uses a double language, Laharos Ulegalos. But let me just quote the Rambam in Perek Daled. The Rambam says that Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od. You know, it's interesting that the sugya of Bizui Mitzvah applies in the Gemara is presented in the context of Ner Chanukah. I mean, you could have given 1,000 other mitzvahs, but Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva ad mi'od, meaning we need chavivas for this mitzvah. And perhaps that's why we have Mahadrin and Mahadrin min Mahadrin. This is all chavivas and mitzvahs. But Tzarach Adam li Zarba says the Rambam gives the Musa Shmuz. We have to be very careful about Ner Chanukah. Why? Kedei lahodiyah hanes. Again, the same word that he uses here to explain and justify the grassroots movement, lahodiyah hanes, ula hosif shevach hakel vodoyalo, alanisim sha'asalonu, lahosif b'shvach hakel. It means that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah should be seen within a broader perspective of Shevach, and not only Shevach, but Lahosif B'Shvach HaKel. If it's Lahosif B'Shvach HaKel, then it's an open-ended situation. You know, whoever can add, you know, I'm not going to tell you, well, you know, you're limited and you're restricted to this particular method of thanking Hashem. Any method that you come up with, you want to be a Lubavitcher, maybe you should light on the White House lawn. I don't know. You get together at a wedding. I was at a wedding once during the Scuds, and somebody wanted a light near Chanukah. You know, maybe there's room for expansion here because the Rambam's language is lahosif b'shvach hakel.
But the Rav was saying that within the
mitzvah, hold on to this question for me to leave it open.
It was a mitzvah then. It was a mitzvah to Rabbanan. Within the
mitzvah. No, it's just another expression of lahosif b'shvach hakel.
It was never, even during the Zman Beis HaMikdash.
Dafka during it. After the Mikdash fell, they incorporated it into a mitzvah. They upgraded it to the status of a formal chiv.
But then,
you know, ask yourself the fine question. For two centuries, according to this presentation, did they make a bracha on Ner Chanukah?
Probably not.
The answer is not.
Yeah, but
they did not make a bracha.
Again, how is
Isn't that a fella?
How is it a Zecher LeMikdash if there was not... It was not a Hanukkah B'Mikdash at the time. It was only the Am that was doing this for whatever.
No, you're missing the point. What the Am were doing had nothing to do with the Mikdash. That was just an expression of Zechel Ines, of Hosof Hashem of Odoya. When the Mikdash fell, at that point, according to this approach, Chachom stepped up to the plate and they instituted a brand new mitzvah called Ner Chanukah. With a bracha and all the dinim of Ner Chanukah.
Not to memorize the Chanukah.
But not say for the Mikdash.
No, memorizing the menorah in the Mikdash.
Why do you say memorizing? I would use the word duplicate.
Okay, memorializing.
Yeah. No, it's to fulfill the mitzvah of Tzion Boy Drisha. That's a sugya in Sukkah Daf Nun Dal Nun Beis.
Okay, so
isn't this wild? Imagine.
So
for two centuries they were lining their Chanukah b'Toras Shevach Vodoya, Lahosif Shevach Vodoya, and the Rambam's language is Kidei Lodias Hanetz. But that's not a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. There was no bracha on that. It was just another form, another expression of Hodoya Lanes. Now the Mikdash falls. Chachamim institute a new mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Why? Because it's Zeichel Mikdash. So let me ask you a question. If the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah merged with the Churban, then what should be the Nusach HaBracha on Ner Chanukah? Should it be with a Lamed or with an Al? Why? Because Kriyas HaMegillah is Al Mikra Megillah. And the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Brachos, the reason why you make a Bracha with an Al is because it's a mitzvah derabban. I'm not sure if the Rambam says or the Rambam says it. I have to double check. In any event, the Rambam now asks himself the question, well, why is it then that on Ner Chanukah, which is also a mitzvah d'rabbanan, we make the bracha with a lamed? The Rebbe gives the strangest of all answers. He says that they established that bracha not on Ner Chanukah, but on Ner Shev Migdash. And Ner Shev Migdash is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And they continued the same nusach in the form of Ner Chanukah with a lamed. Again, according to all the rules, it should have been Alad Lokas Ner Chanukah. It says the Rebbe didn't know. They wanted to persist and continue with the original nusach of lighting neros. Where was there a mitzvah d'oraisa of lighting neros, which justifies the use of a lamed in the Beis HaMikdash? What's got to do with Ner Chanukah?
So why do you
think Tuvah Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah d'rabbanan? No different than Megillah. What is the Rebbe telling me over here? The answer is Zecher LeMikdash. This mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which emerges according to the Rav in Harei Kedem with the Churban HaBayis, They wanted to continue that mitzvah. They wanted to duplicate exactly what they did in the mikdash. Again, it can't be exactly because we don't require a kohen. We don't require the heichal. I'll give you 50 different answers. And the Meiri says, we covered it today in our 8:30 class, that if you have a choice between lighting Ner Chanukah with shava or with shemen, you should use shemen. Why? Because the shemen ira bo anes. Now, you can understand that on two levels. Before the Hare Kedem, I would have said, well, you want to remember the miracle. If you want to remember the miracle took place in Shemen, not in Shaiva, and therefore use Shemen. But now we can add another element into the equation. That in the requirement of Ner Shem Biglish, they had to have Shemen. If you were to light a wax candle in the Beis HaMikdash, you would not fulfill the mitzvah of Baloskas HaNeros. And insofar as Ner Chanukah is a duplication of Ner Shem HaMikdash, we want to use Shemen. Because in the Mikdash, they needed Shemen. And I would go even a step further on both sides. If we accept this equation, this classification, as of Ner Chanukah as Zecher LeMikdash, then perhaps we begin to understand why Asur L'shtamish Li'ora Afilu L'tzorech Mitzvah Cheres. If we're going to assume that it's an issue of Bizui Mitzvah, then there's no Bizui Mitzvah for the sake of another Mitzvah. But if we're going to assume the equation to Ner Shebamigdash, if this mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Zecher LeMikdash, then we want to engender. And here I have another Raavad. Where did I find this Raavad? There's an organization called Moriah. What they do is they publish Kisvei Yad. They have ancient manuscripts which date back to the time of the Rishonim. When I say date back to the time of the Rishonim, let me qualify myself. I don't mean that the manuscript itself is 1,000 years old. But I mean it dates back to before the printing press, or even at the early printing press, the parts of it. So 5 centuries ago, you didn't have any other option before the printing press other than manuscripts. So people were hired as expert copiers. I'm not sure they were all Jewish necessarily, but they would copy earlier manuscripts. And you could see some of these manuscripts in the National Museum. So now, This organization called Moriah has come up with new innovations, so to speak. Again, I'm not going to paskin halachas, but they found manuscripts. So they have a manuscript that's attributed to the Raavad. Again, I don't mean to say that the Raavad wrote the manuscript, but I mean to say this is an unbroken tradition that leads it back to the Raavad. And the Raavad was asked the following question: are you allowed to use a ner that's placed down on a table for Ner Chanukah? I'll be honest with you, we used to do it in the dormitories when I was a kid. We would take it there and attach it to the table. Again, you have to make sure it doesn't blow up the table. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that was it. The Raavad says, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. You've got to put it into a menorah. Why? Who did that? Where? I looked in Shulchan Aruch, I never saw a requirement of menorah in Ner Chanukah. And there are people, Rabbosai, who will spend tens of thousands of dollars on a menorah. I'm not going to talk about Borough Park now because I don't want to get into this, but tens of thousands of dollars. I'm not exaggerating on both sides. Why? There's no requirement of menorah. Says the Raavad, there's a requirement of menorah. Where did he get it from? Zecher LeMikdash. If this is a repetition or a duplication of the menorah, then you got to have the menorah. The world is not aware of this, but I'm just pointing.
Why is the matreya of the bracha that badly finished Shal Chanukah should say badly finished Shal Menorah?
I don't know. I'll tell you why. Because the word Chanukah indicates more than just menorah. The word Chanukah indicates also the pierce of anes of the Hatzot. So we have two choices here. We could say that we want to drop the ball on the Ness itself and just focus totally exclusively on the menorah. Or we could use a term that would be generic and might include not only the menorah but also the milchama, you know, the success and the tremendous miracle of Rabbi Meir, etc. So I'm just saying that the Ner is called a Ner Chanukah. It's not called a Ner menorah. Why? Because Chanukah indicates that we want to remember the miracle even beyond the Shemen and the Pach Shemen and so forth. He says, "V'nira lomer b'das haram the svila takonis neiros shevachanikai so gak achar achur." Again, Rav Osai, if you try to sell this in the yeshiva world, they'll throw you out. What are you telling me, that the whole takon of Ner Chanukah was after the Churban? Now it's very interesting because the Brisa of my Chanukah says Lashon Acheret, very ambiguous term, that the takon of Ner Chanukah was Lashon Acheret. So 99% of the Mefarshim will tell you that Lashon Acheret means the very next year. That year they were so busy with getting together the Shemen and putting it all together and Chanu B'Chafei, they didn't have the opportunity yet to quiet things down and establish the enactment of Ner Chanukah. But now we have a whole new shot in Lashon Acheres. Maybe Lashon Acheres means another generation. Maybe it means 200 years later. U'mishum hachi hifrid haramam es tikun haneros mitakonis yimei simcha v'halel. Why? Because the original takona was yimei simcha v'halel, and the other takona of Ner Chanukah came much later after the Churban HaBayis. And if this be the case, he wants to explain what does the Braisa mean when it says Yomim Tovim Bahalal Voda? Why doesn't it say Yomim Tovim B'Chanukah? And this is the first presentation of Torah Shebaal Peh of Chanukah, and yet the Ner is omitted. It says that they were Kovei Yomim Tovim Bahalal Voda. Can somebody double check that in the Gemara? On Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis, my Chanukah? No. That the Rambam says Simcha Bahalal, but I think the Braisa says Hallel. I'm sorry. The Braisa I think says Hallel Voda, right? Hallel Voda. Did somebody open up? You have it. If not, I'll open up mine. But if you have yours open already, does it say Bahalal Voda? No. Maybe it'll be quick if I open up my Gemara. Yeah, it says Halvo Do.
Yes.
Any mention of Ner Chanukah? No mention of Ner Chanukah. It says Lashon Acheres Kovu Vasim Yemei Tovim BaHalvo Do. Very strange. The Braisa leaves out Ner Chanukah. So it's not only the Rambam who left out Ner Chanukah. The Braisa way before it, he dramatizes it. He writes V'hiya Braisa Rishona V'Torah Shebaal Peh D'Yomei Chanukah. Right, my Chanukah. Everybody knows my Chanukah. I think there's a book called My Chanukah. Somebody named it. And the answer is because the Braisa of my Chanukah is describing the enactment as it took place after the Nes of Chanukah. And the menorah Haisa Dolekes Bimkoma Bebeis HaMikdash. And therefore there's no Zechel HaMikdash. Takli Acha Mikan Shonu Chachomi Bebraisa Dad Lokas Ner Chanukah. Now we turn to Reish Tzadi Dalet. Oh, now we get the Shita of the Baal Amor, right? And the Baal Amor says, are you allowed to benefit from the Ner Chanukah? Oh, I thought this was my Chiddush. I apologize. It's the Rav's Chiddush. That the Baal Amor says, you're not even allowed to use the Ner Chanukah for what? For Tashmisha de Mitzvah, Tashmisha de Kedusha. Why? Says the Baal Amor, quote, Mishum de Savar, according to Rav, Kevon Shem Zecher Lineros Uleshemen Shel Hechal. Look at that, Rav Hosai. He's not talking about Zecher Lines. If it was only Zecher Lines, then the Ner Chanukah would have the same identical status as any Chefter Shel Mitzvah. There's no Bizu Mitzvah if you use it for another Mitzvah, for a Dabar Shel Mikdusha. But Bibalt, now we're holding a new definition of Ner Chanukah, says the Baal Amor, that it's not Zecher Lines, but rather Zecher Lemenorah, right? This is the Ravid's language. Where did I lose it? Just 1 second. This summer came in saying Zecher Lineros Shel Hechal, or Shemin Shel Hechal, Asuros Hein Bano Kol Ikar. So the Zecher is not to the Nes, but rather to the Ner and the Shemin of the Hechal. Wow, we're duplicating the Ner and the Shemin Shebehecha. In Cain, if that's what the Baal Amor is saying, then it doesn't make sense to have a Zecher to the Shemin and Ner Shebehecha if the Mikdash is standing. You don't need a Zecher for the Shemin and the Ner Shebehecha as long as the Mikdash is standing. And the answer is that the Baal Amor also holds like the Rambam that the Takon of Ner Chanukah was established as a Zecher the Ner of Shemin Shel Hechal after the Mikdash fell. And only from that point on was there zecher le zecher le mikdash? So Rabosa, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I asked you that a couple of days ago, I think, if the menorah was aser b'hanav called iker, how could they walk?
Yeah, I don't know. How the kohen iker? Did they have all the neros or not? Yeah. I have to learn kodshim. I don't know. I'm assuming they had all the neros, and not necessarily flashlight, but they had all
you
the.
You think
neros.
They could go to the other neros?
That's what I'm assuming. You know? Okay. Like, yeah, I don't know. You know.
The place was closed at night, right?
They had to go into the light went off. They had to go in and fix it. And there was nothing else.
What, to light the menorah?
Yeah, but that was.
But they do it in the dark. Maybe they had my ravi in the hand, so you have to know where the.
A couple of days ago, the daf yomi. Where the light went out, they had to go in and relight it.
If
one of the seven lights went out in the middle of the right. night, they'd have to go in and relight it. So how could they see?
How could they see? Well, I'm assuming that other name is
on that fire is dead. There was around the
but this is the Heichel.
The Heichel, not in the Nazara they had. The Marocha this, the Marocha that.
The table, an altar, and a menorah.
Right. There were no actual.
Miracles,
the world expanded. So I have a footnote here. I know we're about to daven mincha, but I say Rei Le'el Reish Pei Beis. So let's just see what's on page Reish Pei Beis, and maybe tomorrow we'll get a chance to finish this all up. Here it is. So listen to this on Reish Pei Beis. There are two mitzvos, two kiyumim in Ner Chanukah. There's the adloka and there's the pirsum hanes. So he writes the following: Ubebir shnei kiyumim elu niret adlokas Ner Chanukah milvad sheizecher lines harekosvu rishonim sheyesh bo din shel zecher lemikdash. Now, when he says Rishonim, and before he quoted the Avnei Nezer, I think the only thing I could make sense out of Kosu Rishonim is he means this Baal Amar, that the Baal Amar says that also l'shtamish li'ora afilu tash shemita because asu zecher l'shemen shebehechal. Now, Rabosai, if the Rav is right that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is zecher l'migdash, I'm not sure why we make a bracha on Ner Chanukah. What do I mean? Let's say in the case of Hillel, we don't make a bracha for Zeichel and Migdash. But on the other hand, in the case of Lulav, we do make a bracha. Now, so that's a question. When do we make a bracha on Zeichel and Migdash? When do we not make a bracha on Zeichel? I'm not sure what the rules of the game are. That's another sugya unto itself. Okay, Rav Osi, we'll stop here.
Seems to vacillate, but I found the
other days
where he says if you stick
a
candle on the table, you're not
going to
say
the Sefer Chesed
Deborah. Well, I don't know
what the Sefer Deborah is. I heard of the Sefer Chesed Deborah. But I find it hard to believe that this is the other days.
Most of my Bikin, there was a shallow chela, but ain't got seen some clean, low yachts, you need to listen if you leave a Sefer
So the writing was way before the Chesed Avram. So that's the godless of this this Ksav Yad.